I know that we have, Denise, you had a news story on this, and it's mm-hmm. making the rounds. I happen to see this, in fact, online in the Detroit Free Press, so I was intrigued by it.
I did, too.
Yeah, this it's the plastic store. In fact, the plastic bag store is what it's called. And this was an article written by Mike Householder, talking about a grocery store that's opened up in Ann Arbor. It's an exhibit. It features thousands of faux food items made entirely from discarded plastic bags. It opened up yesterday, and it will be in place into early February. And the artist who's behind this says that it's a way to call attention to all the plastic bag waste that happens around the world. It's called part installation, part film, but all bags. Robin Frohart is the person behind this. And yeah, it's a store, and all the shelves are stocked with items, meat, eggs, cakes, you name it. But all are made from single-use plastic bags taken from streets or garbage dumps. Mm-hmm. And the Free Press article, let's see if I can do this right, has pictures of this. So that, for example, garlic cloves there, but those are all plastic.
Oh.
Plastic bags made to look like garlic.
Oh, okay. I can tell now.
Carrots and potatoes. But again, those are all plastic.
All plastic.
And they look like real food.
Yeah, at first glance. I mean, there's the artistry in that. Here's a dozen eggs that, again, made up.
Probably cheaper than we'd find in the grocery store today.
Hope so.
No doubt. Let's see. Well, this is some of the product names are clever, too. For example, that's bottles of... Bagarade.
instead of Gatorade.
It's a bottle, but inside to the liquid is the plastic. Here's another one too. Some fruit. This is blue baggies instead of blueberries. Yeah,
clever.
And in fact, there's also, let's see what else is there, for cereals instead of Lucky Charms, yucky shards, shredded waste.
I think I'll pass.
For Ritz crackers, bits of plastic crap instead of a Philadelphia roll. There's a Philadelphia roll, but all made to call attention to the usage. In fact, the World Watch Institute of Washington D.C., which is an environmental-based research organization, says Americans toss out 100 billion plastic bags per year. Now, I'm a user of plastic bags. I think they have their place. Mm-hmm. I much prefer paper myself.
I do, too.
Because I will recycle.
Yeah.
And the paper, I think, is easy to do. But I'm not against the use of plastic bags. But I am amazed sometimes of... And one of the things she talks about in this story, too, that she was inspired by was... And I think that was part of your news story.
Sure.
Sometimes you get the double and tripling of the plastic bags.
Mm-hmm. Because they're just not strong enough to hold your groceries.
Yeah. So how many of those do we really need?
Right.
Sure.
I mean,
it is interesting.
You know, I understand though if you can use them for multi purposes. I guess, right?
That's
bring
right.
Home
yes.
And then use it for another. Yeah,
I have seen people. Because I crochet, and so I've seen people actually crochet together plastic grocery bags into something else that's like a rag rug or something like that that they can reuse in as a bath mat or something like that.
I've seen that.
So, I mean, if you can reuse them as something else, that's one thing, but most of the time they end up, like you said, in a landfill. It's not.
I know some stores, a lot of stores don't use them anymore. I know that.
No.
Mm-hmm. Some stores, at least, I'm trying to think now.
They used to have a bin at Meijer. I don't know if you still can, but
you could return
had a bin
them there?
To return them.
Oh, true.
My mom has a big. She has a rabbit sort of a bag that she's made that she puts all of her plastic bags in, and she recycles them into little trash bags for their household waste and that kind of thing. So,
mm-hmm.
But they still end up in the trash eventually.
That's true. Yeah, I'm noticing a few more people than maybe, I don't know, a decade ago using the reusable bags, you know, that they mm-hmm. just
yep.
have seen more of that. But, yeah, I mean.
I pick those up wherever I go. I've got reusable bags in my car.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, stores manufacture their own and put their logos on them
right.
a little marketing and like that.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. this is calling attention to, it's in Ann Arbor, and it's going on through February 5th, by the way. And it is an exhibition which does include, it says here, a place in the store that can be transformed into a stage for a series of short films in which puppetry and handmade sets are used to tell the stories of what plastic waste and consequences could be for future generations. All right. So it's got a purpose.
Yeah.
And it's all happening with a partnership between the University of Michigan Museum of Art, University Musical Society, the University of Michigan Arts and Initiative, and the Graham Sustainability Institute, by the way. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see it, there is an admission price to check out. But I guess it's made some stops in Los Angeles, Chicago, Texas, and even Australia.
Oh, well.
So it gets around.
That was my other question. Is it going to be a traveling exhibit?
Yeah, apparently that's what it is. So pretty clever, though. And as I said, just calling attention to it. And I just love the shredded waste.
Instead of shredded waste.
I'll pass on that.